Well, sin at its fullest equaling death. This is from James chapter 1. You know, you just got to read that chapter to get the full gist of it.
The context.
But here it actually tells us that sin, when it is full grown, it gives birth to death. Now, this does not mean that by simply getting older, our lives become more sinful. You know, you're just going to sin more and that kind of thing. In fact, as Christians, it should be the opposite of that. The older we get in our faith, the less we should be sinning and actually becoming more Christ-like. And so, it doesn't mean just because we're getting older, we become more sinful. You know, unless you don't know Christ, then obviously you become more sinful in that sense. Mm-hmm. But for the believer, it should be the exact opposite. We should be becoming more and more like Christ every day, every year that we get older. So mm-hmm.
There you go. So this verse then, is it saying like sin, when it's run its entire like course, eventually it leads to death? Because I don't know, like you might partake in one thing once and then you keep sinning and then it grows a stronghold on your life, and then eventually it leads to not a physical death, but like a spiritual death.
Yeah, in some cases it's a spiritual death, and in some cases it literally is a physical death because of what you've been doing.
Yeah, that's true.
So, you know, sin can have many different forms of the ultimate state of what it's been doing in a person's life, whether it's got complete control so that you have no control over your life anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Or whether, you know, basically you've done something that causes you to die as a result of your sin. Either way, you know, sin, when it is given that full reign in a person's life, it's never a good thing.
You know what's interesting? When people first give in to things, it's almost like they're given the illusion of control.
Yeah.
Like, I can control this, or this is something that's not actually that bad. But then as soon as you start to open those doorways to bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger things, it's interesting how you can see someone like who is like full blown struggling with an addiction, but then you trace it back to like however many years ago and it was so small. You know what I'm saying? Just interesting to see the progression.
Well, yeah, it never starts off with let's go for the biggest, baddest thing I can find.
Yeah.
It always starts off with little steps like, oh well, this isn't too bad. You know, it's just like it's just one little ad, or it's just, you know, one little hit of this, or it's just one little sip of this, or whatever, you know. It's always something small to start.